We'll dive into the dynamics that can make a bike shop great and what can make them so intimidating. But first up, we have Chris Andre coming up in just a minute. She hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. And we thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can easily become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking where it says donate. Do that as soon as you can. And we are going to hear Air Cascadia momentarily just after this announcement.
In Oregon, a person with mental illness can be charged with a nonviolent crime and end up in a jail cell for months in a deteriorating mental state and without restorative treatment. Tune into Prison Pipeline on January 9th to hear Disability Rights Oregon's proposed legislation that will help people with mental illness who become entangled with the criminal justice system. That's Prison Pipeline, January 9th at 6:30 p.m.
Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, January 4th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Our guest today is Don McCann, Dr. Don McCann, Senior Health Policy Fellow with Physicians for a National Health Program. That would be as an alternative to the emergency room. McCann writes a daily health policy update at quote of the day, and he remarks that it is ironic that the two meetings this morning on Obamacare, Obama's meeting with the Congressional Democrats and Vice President-elect Pence's meeting with Republicans, they're being touted as strategy efforts on the two opposite sides of the healthcare reform debate, which, of course, begs the question, are they really opposites? Are they, and in fact, are there any opposites in D.C.? It's hard to tell. I mean, it's more difficult all the time. Well, I've got here you go. I got a little bit of poetry for you to rock the morning news before we get on to the weather. If you have children, be sure to teach them well. Trumpty Dumpty built a great wall. Trumpty Dumpty had a great fall. All of Trump's voters and all of Trump's kin couldn't put Trumpty together again. You know, this is a coup d'etat. He's the only reason that Trump's immediate family are called in to be his minions is because, of course, they're starting a dynasty. There won't be anything resembling an election. It really does not look like we're heading into democratic reforms. It looks like we really are heading into the sinister playground of the devil's apprentice here. We've got Don McCann, Dr. McCann, on the line now, and we want to welcome you to the KBOO airwaves this morning. Health care that is dominating Washington, D.C. And my question for you is, are the Republicans and the Democrats regarding health care, are they on opposite sides? Doesn't look like it right now. And it looks like eventually we're going to have to adopt single payer because there's simply no way out of this boondoggle. Talk a little bit about why they are not really opposites, and what's benefit either Republicans or Democrats in claiming to be on the opposite sides of the healthcare debate?
Sure. I think the main problem is they're both trying to work with our highly dysfunctional, fragmented healthcare financing system, one that is heavily laden with excessive administrative costs. We spend about $1 trillion a year just in paperwork at various times, and it has produced the most expensive system in the world, about twice that of other industrialized nations, and yet we're not delivering. We're still leaving 30 million people out, or 50 million if we have the proposal of the reform measures that the Republicans are supported. Plus, our insurance is not working very well. People are stuck with huge out-of-pocket expenses because of the high deductibles, and they're losing their choices of doctors and hospitals. They're having to stick to the panels that the insurance companies select, and they don't get to see the doctor. So we have a terrible system. The Democrats continued that system and just made some tweaks to it, and so we're still stuck with the same thing. On the other hand, the Republicans want to repeal those tweaks and introduce their own tweaks. Still the same basic fundamental system. Well, if we were to switch to a single payer system, first of all, in administrative efficiencies, we would save $500 billion that could be used to improve the healthcare services. And we can include absolutely everyone, make it automatic for life, and payment for the system would be through an equitable progressive tax system so that everyone would be paying their fair share in amount that they could afford. So that's the difference, is that we could either continue with this horrible, fragmented, dysfunctional system, or we could replace it with an improved Medicare for all, improved Medicare, and then allow everyone to give it to everyone, and we'd save money, and we'd have better health care for everyone, and be affordable, finally.
I want to ask you, yes, about economies of scale on that note. Under single payer, of course, the economy of scale would bring costs down because the administration of healthcare
right.
would be able to work with drug companies so that we would be paying less per patient, per person, and everybody would come out of it in good shape. Economies of scale should be operative under Obamacare. Why is that not possible? Why is Obamacare not able to work with the drug companies to bring costs down? This is a seemingly self-evident question because the drug companies want more money, of course, but should they not be able to bargain with pharmaceutical companies?
Of course they should, but as you know, that when they passed the Part D Medicare drug bill, they wrote into that bill a prohibition from the government to negotiate with the pharmaceutical firms for fair prices. So we end up with far higher prices than any other nation just because we say, let's let the market do it. Let's let the pharmacy benefit managers determine what we'll pay, or the pharmaceutical firms themselves. Well, the market doesn't work in healthcare. That's been proven. Kenneth Arrow, half a century ago, Nobel Prize recipient, showed why markets do not work in healthcare. We need supervision, public supervision, that is a public health program. Works very well for Medicare, a public program, but it does not work when Medicare is only one part of a large fragmented financing system.
So it would be relatively cost-effective to switch to a single payer because we already have the structure, the architecture in place through Medicare. We simply would expand that. I've heard tell, and I certainly would agree with that. Regarding the progressive taxation, that of course is what the Republicans are balking at. But we already are paying. We are already paying for it because people go to the emergency room, and that then we pay for it through our taxes. So how comparatively, what would a progressive taxation model look like? Are we going to at some point have to switch to single payer? I would imagine. But what would the progressive taxation look like compared with what we're already paying through the nose and as far as emergency room visits?
Right. The taxes, there are different ways that you can do it. But basically, the taxes would, each person would end up paying a fair amount of their own income. You know, obviously, lower income people, someone earning $10,000 a year cannot pay $15,000 worth of health care or Medicare payments. So they would pay much less. Only the very highest income individuals would pay more than they're paying now. Right now, we pay a tremendous amount for health care through our taxes already. In fact, the amount of our tax money that goes to various health care programs is more than they pay for their entire health care system in all other nations. So for most of us, we would get a reduction in this excess payment, and we'd end up typically 5% or so less than what we're paying now, whereas only the super wealthy, the 1%ers, or maybe the 5%ers, would end up paying more. But for them, it would be affordable because their incomes are so high.
Yeah. One final question. It's terrific to have you on the show today. There are many questions, especially, of course, today and heading into the Trump administration. I want to let listeners know that right now we're speaking with Dr. Don McKern. He is a senior health policy fellow with Physicians for National Health Program. Everybody agrees on every side that the current way that our broken healthcare system is financed is a mess. Our current healthcare delivery system itself, however it's paid for, is a mess. So we've got a broken financial set up and a broken healthcare set up where people are where doctors are still being paid for the more they do, and there's more, still this emphasis on doing more procedures for the patient instead of encouraging simply a healthier life for everyone. So where would you think that the Republicans are going to have to start so that they can say, well, we did. We got rid of Obamacare, ACA, and we replaced it with whatever they come up with. What is that likely to look like in the end?
Well, you know, I don't think it's going to happen because they've been talking about replacement for many years now, and they cannot get their act together as to what replacement should be. They talk about selling insurance across state borders. They talk about health savings accounts. They talk about a few other things. None of these will fix the system and improve what we already have under Obamacare. And Obamacare was an improvement, but it was only a tweak compared to what we need. So what I think is going to happen, my prediction, and I haven't talked with too many people about this, but I think that we'll get a resolution from Congress that says that they're going to repeal it probably in 4 years after the next presidential election. Then they'll start trying to pass some of these measures, and they're going to try to pass measures that the Democrats will not be able to accept, you know, like tearing apart Medicare or sending Medicaid money off to the states, where the states will cut back on the programs and so on, which would be very destructive. And so the Democrats are going to have to oppose that. And after they oppose a few of them, then the Republicans can say, oh, the Democrats obstructed our reform proposal. So it's all there.